Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Great start, everybody. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to BCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It is 53 degrees right now. It is going to get up into the high 60s, maybe even diddle 70, depending on where you are. We got rain coming this afternoon.
All right.
But, I mean, again, all things considered, it ain't snow.
There you go.
It looks like a pretty rainy week, too. Mm. So it's just going to rain forever.
Yeah.
And then you die. All right, look. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know that we are not smart people.
No.
And we're aware we're not smart people.
Mm.
And the older I get, the more I'm figuring out the key to happiness is spending time around people who are the same level of intelligence as you are.
Okay.
Right? Now, look, that's not a great way to live.
No.
Right? Because you never hear anything outside of it. But it keeps you from having to ask yourself questions and being exposed in silly ways.
Okay.
And there are moments, Tommy, throughout your life where you will realize you might be the dumbest person on the planet.
Mm.
And one of those things happened to me Saturday night.
What happened?
So I'm out with my wife.
Yeah.
And we run into this guy. I've met him once or twice before. Really nice guy.
Mm.
And he is big into travel.
Okay.
He's an older cat. He's going to spend the rest of his life spending his money traveling.
Okay.
All right. So my wife, I walk up upon this situation. She's having a discussion with him. And I go, hey, how's it going? And she goes, oh, my God. She tells me, he just got back from Patagonia.
Patagonia?
Yeah.
You guys are both nodding.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a city in Italy, isn't it? Patagonia.
I don't know where it is, but I think it's
I think
place.
It's by the Vatican.
Okay.
Isn't it like Vatican, Patagonia, Bologna?
Okay,
is it in the district of Italy?
Okay. So it turns out Patagonia is a place.
Yeah.
So here's the problem.
Yeah.
I didn't know Patagonia was a place, like in the world.
Oh.
I thought Patagonia was a store where they sold jackets.
No, but they do that. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know this.
Because that's where they got the mountains there.
I did not know this. Yeah. I thought Patagonia was just the name of the company that makes coats.
Okay.
So my wife goes, he just got back from Patagonia, and she's all excited.
Like you thought, like, the store.
I thought he went to the store to buy coats. Okay. And, like, I'm being dead serious when I say this.
Mm.
Like, I come upon this, and my wife's like, he just got back from Patagonia.
What?
And I'm thinking to myself, like, why is he so excited? Why is my wife so excited about jackets? Like, this is
this guy just got back from a mall.
It's literally
score.
Yes, that is what is going on. My first thought is like, there's a Patagonia store, and where maybe the excitement is he found a Patagonia store.
Oh.
So I go, oh, man, what'd you get?
Yeah.
And he goes, it was a great experience.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah, it must have been a lot.
The mall usually is.
So, like, I had a 3-minute conversation with this man, really nice man, where he was describing going on a trip, and I thought he was talking about buying a coat.
Oh.
And it took me, I'm not exaggerating, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Three minutes, which is an eternity in real time for me to figure out in my head, wait a minute, he didn't buy a coat.
Oh.
Patagonia is a place in the world. And like, luckily, up until this very moment right now,
yeah,
nobody realized the mistake I had made.
All right, guys are having two different conversations.
You were able to recover.
Yes.
Right at the end.
My wife was unaware that I was that stupid. This man was unaware that I was that stupid. Like, it just worked out. But when he walked away,
yeah,
I stood there for a second, searched within myself, and thought, how are you so dumb? How in your whole life have you never heard that Patagonia is a place on the planet?
Oh.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
Where's Patagonia?
I just told you.
Okay, so I thought it was like Central America, but it's like way.
Central America?
Yeah, it's like way down at the bottom of South America.
Okay.
I just looked it up.
All right,
like
so,
they moved it?
Almost like the southernmost part of South America.
So it's hot or cold?
I think it's kind of cold.
Oh. Because he goes, this is the funniest part of the conversation. Because again, he's talking about going on a trip.
Yeah.
I think he's buying a coat, right? And he goes, and I go, oh, how was it? And he goes, you know, it was cold, and then it was hot.
The mall's like that. It was crazy.
But I thought he was talking about trying on a heavy coat. It was cold. I put the coat on. It was hot. And then it was cold again. When he took the coat off.
So he was in South America.
I guess.
Yeah,
that's where Patagonia is.
It's like the southernmost tip.
I thought it was a town in Italy. I really did, because it sounds Italian.
It does sound Italian.
Patagonia.
Yeah,
and I always thought it was like a colder region, so that's why I never thought South America.
Well, look, you guys are smarter than me. You knew Patagonia was an actual place.
Well, kind of.
Well, but you know, hey, look, you're one step ahead of me, and I'm proud of both of you guys for semi-paying attention when the word Patagonia.
Even though we don't know where it exists.
When does that come up in the world?
It shouldn't.
Okay.
That conversation should not happen.
I've been to Patagonia. And look, the guy, Joy, a really nice guy. It was really interesting. Well, if I would have known he had taken a vacation, it would have been a much more interesting conversation.
Yeah, true.
Until, you know.
Well, maybe take, I don't want to talk to people that have traveled where I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, there's also Patagonia, Arizona.
Oh, that's the one.
Well, but why would my wife be excited he went to Arizona?
Oh, no way. Yeah. Never mind. I searched it. It's the store.
Okay, so we have figured out two things. One, there is a city, or is it a country or a city?
I think it's a city.
Patagonia is a city.
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure it's a city.
All right, so there is a place in the world called Patagonia, and the company that makes jackets, Patagonia, also has their own standalone Patagonia stores.
Gotcha.
I have said Patagonia so many times, it has lost all meaning. Not that it had much meaning to me before,
because
I didn't know it was a place in the
world. Okay, Patagonia is not a country or a city, but it's a cultural region.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the most confusing place.
That's a very confusing statement.
In the world.
It's a distinct geographical region, they call it.
Oh. Distinct.
Thank you, sir.
Got their own mall.
You know what they don't have?
What?
Cinnabon. They obviously have Patagonia. Yeah. It's Patagonia.
Sure.
You open up. All right. So, like, there are three levels of embarrassment.
Yeah.
All right. There is saying something dumb in front of people that matter.
Yeah.
Right? And we've all been there. It's happened to everyone your entire life, right? There is mistaking hearing something that someone said, which causes the conversation to go in a separate way. That is a little bit more embarrassing because then you're backtracking. They don't know you misheard. You have to explain yourself. But the most embarrassing thing possible is being completely unaware.
Completely unaware and completely confident in what you're saying.
Thank you. Like it is a special kick in the scrot when someone is talking to you about something they know that is over your head. And you were like, well, let me wind up. Oh, here comes. I'm going to hit you with something amazing right now. Oh, God, no. What have I done? And it always happens for every single guy on the planet when you are standing in front of your wife or girlfriend.
Oh, sure. When you have a gallery.
Yes. It never happens alone, right? You will never puke all over yourself where it's just you and this other person who you will never see again. It is always someone that is important for some reason in your life with your spouse. It only happens that way.
It is amazing the guy didn't catch on that you didn't know what he was talking about.
I guess, like, looking back on it, the discussion about buying a coat and going to a different place is the same discussion.
Because the worst thing would be is that if he figured it out and corrected you in front of your wife.
But here's the thing. This guy is so polite.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have, which makes it worse. Because, like, he's super nice. Yeah. And he, for some reason, he, like, likes me as a person. But, like, it also makes me feel like, it's okay, little boy. You don't know where Patagonia is.
Did he also look like a guy that would wear Patagonia?
Yes.
Like, kind of outdoorsy?
What does a Patagonia wearer look like?
Somebody who's very conscious of the environment.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, because I guess, like, that's what they're known for.
I thought it was just a trendy company.
No, like, the like if your clothes rip, they'll, like, repair it for you.
Oh.
Like, they're very, very environmentally friendly, I guess.
All right, because here's the thing. Were you familiar with Patagonia, the Coke company?
I've seen the name.
Okay.
I didn't know what they did.
Because, like, that became, like, a thing for, like, our generation, right, the last couple of
years. Yeah, okay. Like the North Face, all those kind of, that kind of outdoor wear, but you weren't wearing it to, like, go camping.
Yeah, because, like, my brother Ryan got a Patagonia vest a couple of months ago.
Which makes sense, because he is his own unique region.
He's got a Cinnabon inside. But he was all, like walking around, like, waiting for me to, like, be, like trying to show me the
Ask me about my vest.
Exactly. I was like, oh, what is that? It's Patagonia, nobody knows. Like, I didn't know it was, like, really outside stuff. I just thought it was, like, trendy finance bro.
I know. It's, like, for, like, sustainability. Like, you're very...
Like, you're an outdoorsy hiker.
Kind of,
I guess.
Like,
you're an explorer.
Well, but that's what's so funny about it. I'm not even enough in the loop to be aware of the brand Patagonia. Yeah. I just heard the name and seen it on people. Yeah. I don't know.
I just thought it was, like, PacSun or anything else. No. It was just, like maybe they make bathing suits and T-shirts.
No,
and
more
crap.
Cold weather stuff.
Oh.
I think cold.
On account of the being cold.
Yes, with the penguins.
The unique region of Patagonia.
And if that jacket gets ripped apart by a crazed penguin,
they'll fix it for you.
Yes, they will.
Or send you a new one.
252 to BCMF, 252-9263. What might have been the stupidest moment of my life? Saturday night, I'm with my wife. We run into this guy. My wife starts a conversation with this guy we know. He's an older cat, travels now. And my wife, as I walk over, she goes, he just got back from Patagonia. And I didn't know Patagonia was a place in the world. I thought my wife said that he just got back from, like, a store to buy coats.
Mm.
So we had, me and this man, had a three-minute conversation where he was describing his trip on vacation. I thought he was talking about buying a coat, and it took me three full minutes to realize, no, he's not talking about buying a coat. There is somewhere on the planet called Patagonia. But somehow this man and I did not cross.
Yeah, it's amazing. You were having two different conversations at the same time.
Same exact time. And my wife didn't even pick up on it. Like, and it wasn't, and I didn't tell her either. I did not tell my wife. That's how embarrassed I was.
But maybe it's a good thing, because even if you were aware it was a place, you wouldn't even know what follow-up questions to ask, because you would have had to know something about Patagonia, right?
Well, no, here's what you do.
I just ask, just general questions about it, right?
Yeah.
How was the food, you know?
Well, do they have restaurants in Patagonia?
Oh, yeah.
Seems very...
They got Outback. They got penguins, I hear.
That's a pretty deep. They don't even have Applebee's. You go from Outback to penguins.
I hear the McDonald's are different down
there. So, Kimmy, let me give you a tip. Because, like, you are smarter than Tommy and I.
Mm.
And Tommy knows this.
You're educated.
Oh, yeah, but West Virginia.
Oh, true.
They call it the Patagonia of colleges. Tommy and I know when we're in over our heads.
Mm.
Fair?
Yeah.
Right? Like, we've been in
usually all the time.
Yeah, okay. So, Kimmy, the best question to ask when you don't know about something is you look excited and you go, oh, my God, what was that like?
Yeah.
There is no way to screw that question up.
That's true.
And then you can start.
But what if it's like some horrible place and you're acting excited about it? Like, what if it's like a known, like, terrible place?
Okay, so maybe not.
Wow, that sounds awesome. What was it like?
No, it didn't sound awesome. See, that what is it like gives you the ability to go other way. Oh, my God, what was that like?
Mm.
Right? That's not like I'm excited or...
That could be, open for interpretation.
I'm leaning into it.
And wow, you were at the Bay of Pigs? How was the beach?
See, again...
Good food?
What was that like? If you had you at the Bay of Pigs, what was that like? Well, that was
any good?
Nobody...
Yeah, my uncle went down there years ago. Never heard back from him.
But see, Kimmy, when you hit them with the what was it like, of course they're going to be excited to tell you, right? And they're going to have interesting things to say. So then from that point, you can start to pick out little things to specifically ask about. And here's what bothers me. I actually want to know what going to Patagonia was like now that I know it's a place.
Right.
I'm never going to ask the questions.
I see this guy like once every 3 years. I'm never going to have this opportunity again.
Yeah, I got penguins down there. What are those like?
Yeah, I would love to know about penguins.
Well, they
got to
have penguins, right? It's cold.
I didn't know Patagonia was a thing.
Yeah.
Can we Google if they have penguins in Patagonia? I don't think it can because it's hard to say. Patagonian penguin.
You just said it.
Try it again.
That's probably the name of their soccer team, the Penguins. You know they got a soccer team in South America.
They play on the ice?
Play all the anywhere.
Oh, yes. They have the home to several penguin species.
All right, I don't,
and two soccer teams.
I don't think you can have penguins and soccer at the same time.
You can do it. They play soccer in the winter.
Where?
All over the world. In Europe, they play in the wintertime.
I don't think they...
Yeah.
Is it... What?
Yeah. Sure? Remember the Ice Bowl, the 66?
Are you talking about when Lombardi was coaching Man U? Shut up.
Come on, mates. Everybody out there grabbing...
It's the dumbest show of all time. It's the dumbest show of all time. It also... had me think back to like other conversations I've had like that.
Like I think all of them.
Well, no, like how many places exist in this world that I am unaware is a real place?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Like Walla Walla, Washington. You know that's a real place?
I always thought it was part of the Bullwinkle cartoons.
Thank you.
Because they always talked about Walla Walla, Washington.
That was a joke.
Yeah.
Keokuk. That's a real place.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking back to all the cartoon Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Bullwinkle. Yeah. Those are all real places that live in the world where people like own homes. I live in Walla Walla, Washington. Okay, fine, fair enough. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm wrestling with.
What's
right?
the matter?
I think I've reached a point in my life where as far as formal education goes, it's over.
Oh yeah. So how much more formal are you gonna do?
Exactly. And like, you know, I find myself as I get older, my attention span, which is already short, is getting shorter. You know this,
yes.
right? I mean, you personally, as I have conversations with you face-to-face, and then 30 seconds later, you'll ask me what I had said. So, like, I'm only going to get dumber.
Yeah. Yeah, you peak it, and you start to slowly slide back down.
Mm-hmm. But, like...
It's like pasta on a wall.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, if I'm at my peak now, and I notice that I'm embarrassing the hell out of myself, I am horrified for the next, like, 30, 40 years if I get that many.
Yeah.
I'm horrified of how stupid I am going to become.
But you won't even realize it after a while.
But that's an even bigger problem.
No, because you don't know what you don't know. Right?
Ignorance is bliss.
Right.
Ignorance is Patagonia.
Mm-hmm. In good shape.
You seem fine with it, man.
Yeah, embrace it.
No,
what are you going to do? It's nature.
But even you, at your advanced age, know that you do stupid things and say stupid things.
Yeah.
And I know that it eats you on the inside sometimes.
What is the show?
What's that?
In my face or something?
But no, I mean, never on the show. Like, you take pride in the stupid things you say here. I'm talking about in, like, legitimate social situations where your beautiful wife is standing next to you or you got your stepkids there and something falls out of your mouth. You look like an idiot. Like, I don't know. Like, we all look at our dads specifically, right? And we go, oh,
always.
I'm so scared.
Because all dads are buffoons to their kids.
Mm-hmm. And it also makes you wonder how smart, bright your dad was, like, back before you had, like, memories of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we always think, like, you know, our dads are our heroes because we don't know any better, right? We're just ignorant. But maybe our dads were actually, like, smart, sharp people.
So I can remember.
Oh, you think that there was a decline?
And maybe that's why we think they're silly.
Or do you think, like, we just realized over time that they were never smart?
That's the question.
Well, I don't know because, like, so my brother ran into an old college friend of his and down in Florida. And they had met in the 60s. And he was asking about my dad, you know, and the guy. Mm-hmm. He goes, I got to tell you, Jerry. He goes, your father was one of the most sophisticated men I ever met. And my brother openly started howling at me, going, you got to be mistaken with somebody else, man, because that man was never sophisticated. Whatever happened, he came across as very suave and worldly. The guy didn't say that if you read one book, you read them all.
All right, so maybe there's something to that.
Yeah.
Our dads were actually bright, charming
people. You had it for a moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I guess it's better than never having it at all.
Everybody gets a moment.
Okay.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're sitting around on your phone,
mm-hmm.
right? You get a targeted ad.
Yeah.
Something you want.
Sure.
You feel like you need it right then, but it's a little bit expensive.
What do I do?
Well, here's the thing. You could buy it and put yourself in financial distress.
Yeah.
Or you could follow this rule.
What is it?
Which is supposed to ensure that you don't overspend on things that you don't need. But here's the thing. Although the spirit of the rule makes sense,
mm-hmm.
even allowing yourself to spend up to this point all willy-nilly seems like a terrible idea.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we've all been there.
Yeah.
You're on your phone, and there's something you really, really want.
Sure.
A tracksuit, a pair of Japanese socks, you know, standard things that
people are into.
But Tommy, this thing is hundreds of dollars.
What do I do?
Well, you could buy it right then, which you have a problem doing,
mm-hmm.
right? We yeah. all do. Or you could follow this new keeping your budget in check rule.
Ooh, makes you second guess it.
Well, Kimmy, it's called the 1% rule. If you have to spend more than 1% of your annual income on this item, you should wait 2 weeks to see if you actually want it, if you actually need it, or if it's an impulse buy.
But I can go up to 1% of my annual income before I even have to do that.
That covers a lot of things.
Yes, it does. So, for example, if you make $50,000 a year and you follow this rule.
Yeah, what's 1% of $50,000?
You are allowed to spend up to $499 on a whim.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of whim.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
Seems like a pretty high bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it feels like half of that.
Like maybe you should go like your, like, you know, monthly salary or something.
1% of what you make in a month?
I mean, I would think that would make more sense in terms of budgeting and cutting out stuff you may not need.
All right, but let's break that down then. What's 500 divided by 12?
Hold on.
All right, thank you.
Not much.
It's not. So like that takes everything. That takes all the fun
it's
stuff.
It's under 100 bucks.
Yeah, it's probably
way under 100 bucks.
It's under
right?
50
about 40, bucks. 40, 40, 41 dollars.
Okay, so if you went
and change,
if you Kimmy went 1% of that, you would be allowed to spend $40 and change on a whim. Does that feel more appropriate?
I feel like 40 and under would be like an impulse buy. For me, like if something like I just saw and I was like, oh, that's, yeah, that's not bad. I'll get that. If it's under 50 bucks, I'm probably not thinking about it as much as if it's over $50.
So $50 is your impulse buy
I think so.
Line.
I okay. think I'm going to definitely second guess it if it's over 50.
All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy, a nation turns its lonely eyes to you.
What's that?
As we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
What is your impulse buy financial line?
Okay, so those tracksuits I bought were like around 40 bucks on Amazon.
Okay.
So I was buying them like without even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I kept saying 40 bucks. It's 40 bucks. But I bought 7 of them.
Adds up.
And I did it in within weeks.
Okay.
I had ordered 7 tracksuits.
So that's what, $280 in tracksuits?
So I'm guessing that's my number.
So 280.
280, I guess.
Well, did you buy them all at once, or you said you bought them a little bit?
But I did
time.
Them like back to back. I mean, it was like a couple of days, I bought another one, a couple of days. So I'm going to say those were all impulse buys in a string, so that's 280.
All right, so $280 seems like a lot of money for just a.
But you got 7 suits.
It's got a week's worth of tracksuits.
Look at that.
Pretty good. Cool. Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Some of the zippers don't work anymore, but still.
What is the average person's standard, I can spend this money without thinking about it? And I do wonder, does it change based on how much you make, or does it change based on what everyone else sees as their line? Because if it's going on what you make, 280 is far too much.
I'm a little underwater.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm upside down on my tracksuits. Yeah, a little bit.
Because like, I got a weird one. It's $70. I don't know why it's 70.
Well, because you're not 100, but you're not busted ass 50. Mm. That's a good number, actually.
$70?
Yeah, I think, right?
I don't know. I mean, I find myself...
That's the exact speed you always think you're not going to get a ticket.
Is that what it is?
Like, 70 might be the magical number for everything.
I think it's like that's what I think a pair of sneakers should cost because that's like what a
yeah, but they don't.
I know they don't, but like when I see 70, I'm like, oh,
yeah, I was gonna say 70 is a weird number because like what are you impulse buying that's $70?
Well, you know, I like sports stuff. So like
if it goes for, I would think that's more expensive than 70.
Well, no, but if I see a jersey on sale for under $70, okay, bang, I'm doing all it. Right. If I see a pair of sneakers I like for under $70, bang, I'm doing it, right? And I mean, it changes, right? Like, I'm not going to spend $70 on, like, you know, a stuffed animal.
Right.
But, like, 70 seems to be where my line is.
Not bad.
Do you find yourself, as you get older, doing more or less impulse buying?
Oh, more.
More?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to be around much. Like,
can't
like
take it with you, Pat.
Well,
that's
no,
it.
But you've also collected all of the things.
Yeah, but I threw all those things out, or I don't use them anymore, or I'm bored with them, so it's time to move on.
Okay.
And your tastes change when you get older, too. Like, the things you like, would you like at your age, you're not going to like when you're my age.
Speak for yourself. I'm not a guy who's into growth.
All right.
Kimmy, do you find yourself more or less of an impulse buyer than you were 5, 10 years ago?
So, I think less, only because we moved. And when you move, you realize all the stuff you bought that you never used that still has tags, it's still in the package. So, like, I think as of recently, I'm less likely to buy something that I don't know if I'll need because we had to get rid of so much stuff.
Okay.
All the stuff she doesn't wear and use. Nice clothes, makeup. Out you go.
252-WCMF. We're talking about the 1% rule. It's an idea to keep you from overspending on impulse items. And the rule is if it is more than 1% of your annual income, you need to wait 2 weeks before you spend that money to see if you actually want it, need it, or if it's an impulse buy. The problem is if you make an average American salary of like $55,000 a year, that's $550, which I would think is going to bury your ass.
But are they saying like that's the maximum amount you could spend for the year or just on one impulse item?
It sounds like one impulse item.
Because if you kept doing that, you're going to go broke at 50. If you make 50 grand, you're blowing through $500 on an impulse. All your cash will be gone.
Well, but even let's say you follow the rule where it's 500 bucks every 2 weeks and 50% of the time.
Bro, you're tapped.
You want it. So what's 25 times 50?
Too much.
Or 500? I don't know. It's a lot of money. That's what I'm saying.
It's all your money.
It's a significant amount of your income.
Anybody, if you make 50 grand, you don't take home 50 grand.
Exactly. Mm. Yes. Yes.
You're probably taking home, what, 35?
No.
I never got that high. I don't know.
Matthew writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I impulsively buy collectibles, and my number is 50. All right. That's a dangerous one, too. And Matthew, you're a man after my own heart. Yeah. I love the collectibles thing. But, like, when you start going, like, above 30 bucks for collectibles and you're, like, compulsive like I am, that 30 bucks becomes like $500 really.
I would think. And you're probably doing it all the time, right?
Yeah.
You know why I think my number is also around 50? Because usually like 50, if I'm shopping online, is like the number you have to hit to get free shipping.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So like
yeah.
I'm always like, I'm going to hit around 50 so that way I don't have to pay for the shipping even though I'm spending more to get the free shipping.
But it's so funny how online shopping will mess with your brain. Because if I walked into a store and I held something that was $50, I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it not being in front of me makes it seem like less of a purchase.
Yeah.
Well, they make it look better in pictures, too.
And they let you buy things by just clicking a button on your phone.
But that's the worst part.
Apple Pay was the worst invention of all time.
It's going to break everybody.
So one major flaw in this plan, let's say you do follow the 1% rule, right?
Yeah.
And it could be the biggest dent in some people's budgets coming up, concert season.
Oh, yeah, because concerts now are like a fortune.
Yeah.
And they fake you out, too, because you're like, oh, the total's going to be around like 100 bucks, not bad. And then, boom, they hit you with the fees.
All of the fees in the world. But, Kimmy, let's say you even knew, all right, so this is going to be more than 1% of your annual income.
That's it.
Like, say you're going to buy a concert ticket, a pair of concert tickets, it's going to be more than 1% of your annual income. If you wait to 2 weeks, those tickets probably won't be available. Like, you have to make that.
Yeah, you don't have time to think about it.
Right? Like, and that's how they get you, too. Like, you have to make that decision in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how many people have massive concert regret right after you buy the tickets.
Oh, a bunch. I'm sure a bunch. Because you're looking at all that bank you're spending, man.
And like the
especially if you're going to like a major concert. You know what I mean? Like a big country show is going to be at C-Mac or Darien Lake. They ain't cheap, man.
Well, bro. All right. So
especially if you're rolling out of town like Toronto.
Okay.
Bend over.
Let's talk about that. My 15-year-old, well, soon to be 15-year-old, 14-year-old, for her birthday, wants to go to like her first big concert.
Yeah.
And the rapper Kendrick Lamar did the Super Bowl halftime show. He's doing a show in Toronto. And the weekend. mm-hmm. who did the Super Bowl show a couple years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, I remember.
He's doing a show in Toronto. Right. And she wants to go to one of these. And there's no effing way.
That ticket's got to be insane.
I don't even want to know. I don't even want to know.
Could that ticket be $500?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, easy. Where have you been, old man?
Bro, you know I don't concert.
I mean, like, and like she's looking at me like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well, if you want to buy it yourself. She's like, I can't afford it. And I'm like, yeah, that's the point.
You didn't tell her Paul McCartney's coming down to Canandaigua?
I can't afford that either. Give me what did you guys spend on Paul McCartney?
I think our tickets were $180 a piece, maybe. And then I don't know what it was after fees, so it was definitely more.
Were they good seats?
We were kind of like up on the side.
Oh, yeah. They say when you hear Sir Paul, you want to be up on the side.
So not the best, not the worst. All right. It was, they were okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Folks are waiting patiently. The 1% rule.
Mm.
Thanksgiving Mike's on CMF. Hey, Mikey, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, fellas. You said $70, Duffy, for your impulse buy?
70 is a line.
Did your wife let you do that?
She does not know. Everyone be cool.
Okay, because, like, I've been with my wife now for 30 years, and if I go, like, one down over $20, I'm going
to
hear the
noise. Oh, like when you bought this phone you're talking to us on?
I'm telling you, you have no idea. Like, the minute that I go, like, one down over 20, it must set off some sort of alarm on her phone, because I'm immediately getting hounded for it, and it's just like, yes, dear. If I want anything over 20, I gotta ask her to reach into her purse and, like, move my testes aside so that she can grab the money and give it to me.
Well, look,
otherwise, I'm gonna hear it.
Don't feel bad, man. You're not the only one, and I would be in that same spot. But you did splurge on scuba diving lessons based on how this phone call sounds. Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. No, I don't think you got it. Oh, well, your mother's a whore. let's finish it up with Scott. He's on CMF. Hey, Scotty. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I think the reason Duffy said it's 70 is because that's what jerseys cost. And when they go up in price, he's going to increase his discretionary fund. But I think you guys are just misrepresenting the study or misinterpreting it. I think it's like, don't just go and spend up to $500 all willy-nilly. It's wait a while. If something costs over $500, make sure that that's what you want to spend your $500 on. And something else doesn't come up and you say, oh, I'd rather spend my $500 on that instead.
Okay. I mean, as nerdy as this has started, I get where you're coming from, Scott, and maybe you're right because we're not the best at interpreting data. That being said, even if you're only using it for, like, items that are super expensive, right, you would still spend a fortune not thinking about anything else. Like, what's your number, Scott? What's your impulse buy number?
Well, I think my number for me is a lot different than my number for my kids. Because for my kids, I'll go, if they want something and it's like $100, I'm a sucker and I'll give it to them. But for me, it's like $5. Like, oh, I can't spend that $5. My kids are going to want something for $100 later.
Yeah, I know what you mean there, buddy. I know what you
dad
mean.
Dad math.
No, I mean, look, you guys watched me last week try to get the Krusty the Clown Crocs all morning long that came out. Okay, Scott, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, kids ruin everything.
Yeah, they suck the life out of you.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break. Everything we're about to tell you involving this story is insane. You've got alleged crime.
Mm-hmm.
You've got unusual suspects. But I promise you, you will never see the end of this story coming.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
This story comes to us from the Southern Tier. Two women, 45 and 44 years old, were discovered to be in possession of a lot of illegal stuff.
Oh.
First off, they had stolen goods. According to the story, police showed up at their residence and found these things. It led to a standoff between these two women, 45 and 44, and authorities.
Like Thelma and Louise?
You got it.
All right.
And it wasn't just the stolen goods. Authorities say the pair also had drugs in their residence.
Why not?
They also had firearms in their residence.
Pistol packing mamas.
I mean, look.
Right.
Not only that, reports say that the stolen items inside the house were worth thousands of dollars.
So they had a nice stash.
They did. A little operation going on. All right, so right now in this story, you have two women in their 40s accused of a crime we don't normally see women arrested.
Yeah.
They're in a standoff, which you rarely see women in.
Yeah.
And you must be thinking, wow, it doesn't get any crazier than this.
What happened?
One of the stolen items authorities say these women were in possession of?
Yeah.
A parrot.
A parrot?
Oh.
They ripped off a parrot?
A stolen parrot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, please say They stole a parrot and had it in their home.
Seems like a lot of work. Yeah. It's a big commitment.
You got to take care of it.
And those things live, like, forever.
And you got to watch what you say. Because, you know, the parrot could give you up.
Right? How about they put the parrot in the interrogation room? They pull out the phone book. No, like, okay, let's start with what Kimmy brought up here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you steal a dog, mm-hmm. which we've seen in our area,
sure.
it's pretty easy to handle.
Yeah.
You feed it dog food.
Mm-hmm.
You walk it around. It's all good to you.
Yeah, it's a companion.
You need, like, a setup to steal a parrot.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Does it need a cage, or can a parrot live just flying around the house?
I you know, the people that know that have always had birds that are in the house. They're always in cages.
Okay. So you would need a parrot cage.
Yeah.
What does a parrot eat?
Well, those seeds.
Bird seeds.
Are you sure? Seed,
I guess. What else?
252 WCMF.
Sort of, but all birds eat bird
seeds.
Feed.
No, not all birds eat seeds. Like, eagles eat, like, human or animals. And humans, I guess, if they're just lying there.
Well, I think that some, you're right. Some birds do eat on roadkill.
And a lot of veggies, carrots, broccoli, apples, nuts, fruits.
Okay, so now I got to go to like a.
Yeah, seeds.
All right.
You got to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Get you some good bird salad.
For this stolen thing.
Yes.
And here's the other thing. Parrots are smart, right?
Well, they talk, right?
Yeah, I mean, they make noise. Is the parrot going to understand it's been stolen?
No, they don't.
There are some dogs
that might be looking around like, hey, these people are new.
Yeah. Right? Like, there are dogs that if they get taken or even, like, adopted into new places, right?
They're in their old routine still.
I don't know how smart a parrot is, though. I mean, it's got to have, like, a little pea of a brain.
But it talks. It does tricks. Right?
It repeats whatever you say.
Yeah, I mean, they I've seen, like, parrots solve, like, puzzles before. They seem pretty smart.
But that's assuming you stole this thing to keep it.
Well, no, I mean, if they were going to flip it, you still have to keep it alive.
You got to maintain it.
Right? You got to keep it from, like, leaving.
I also don't think there's a big, like, market for parrots.
Well, I don't even know what a parrot goes for. I know, like, those big macaws used to be really expensive.
Okay.
Because I knew people that had them, and back then they were, like, $600, $700.
And that was in, like, 1945.
Yes, it was.
Like, I know that people.
Right after the war.
You brought me a parrot back from Africa.
Like, people will pass away before the parrot dies because they live so
parrots
long. And they have
long.
A really hard time finding somebody else to take that parrot.
They also go bald.
Wait, parrots go bald?
So I knew
Shut
people
up.
That had, no, I'm telling you, like, they, well, just like people, like, they start losing their feathers and they go bald.
Oh, right. That's why they got Feather Club for parrots. Shut up. They don't go bald.
They go, if they go long, they go bald. Especially the males. Just like us. You don't believe me.
No, I don't believe you because you say stupid stuff all the time. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go up to my buddy. Oh, you know, bald parrots go bald. You see a bald parrot?
But let's say that parrot lives to be 80. It's going to look like an 80-year-old parrot.
They can, but it's.
Ah.
But I don't think it's like.
Age related?
No. It's like due to other factors.
Like, you know, you pull the feathers out of their head, maybe. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about the story that happened just south of us. Two women in their 40s ended up in a standoff with police after they showed up at their residence and discovered all this illegal stuff. Police said they had drugs and firearms. Police said that they were in possession of thousands of dollars in missing stolen items, and one of those items was a parrot. They stole a parrot. And
they have to regret stealing it. Like, after a while, because they're loud, they're dirty.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you thought it was cool at the time. Then, like, to your point, I got to take care of this nasty thing.
I think I would have fun with a parrot.
You wouldn't. It sucks.
Okay. You think everything sucks.
No, my nieces had birds. Remember I told you I wanted to drop dead in the cage and everything? They just make a mess. You don't do anything with them.
They talk. They do things. They
bounce
around.
Repeat, like, four things you said.
So I've actually, I don't know why, I've been getting fed a lot of bird-related Instagram.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you click on
stories? I have no idea. Mm. But, like, I've been sending my wife, like, pictures of, like, birds doing things and saying things.
You don't want one.
I'm not going to get one, but I think I can handle it.
It would suck if they latched on to, like, a really annoying noise.
They do.
You know, like,
it's called being a bird
or something.
They're annoying outside. They're worse inside.
Okay, what, you're anti-bird now?
Oh, I hate birds. I hate birds. I hate birds around my house. They just crap on everything. I can't stand them.
But you're in your bird era.
What do you mean?
I mean, your age, you should be, like, looking at,
I know, I
talking
know.
About, getting excited for birds.
My brothers both are big bird people.
Okay.
But they also have guns, so I don't know if they're targets. I don't know.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Hey there. Good morning. There's a documentary that Tommy may have seen because he watches those things. It's called the Parrots of Telegraph Hill, and it's in San Francisco. There is a flock of parrots that people just let out because they don't want them. So there's like massive flocks in different cities all over the country.
Wait, and they can survive on their own?
You inherit them, and it's like, what am I going to do with this parrot? I don't want this thing. And they just let it out, and then they make a flock.
Okay, so if I let my parrot out in Rochester, are they going to die in the winter?
Oh, yeah.
Probably. They probably have to be in a certain
bird.
Type
they find,
of climate.
Probably. They probably would die, yeah.
Okay.
In Rochester in these cold winters, sure.
Gotcha. I don't know. Maybe they can go find a warm spot and, like, hide up. That's why I was asking Tommy. She saw the documentary. She knows things.
Hey, you got to move out to San Francisco.
No, it's a really good documentary if you happen to see it on Netflix.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that.
Oh, shut up. This is right up your alley.
Like something you would absolutely
I'm not
going to
watch some leftist Tommy. Birds
you
in San Francisco that didn't even support the Vietnam War.
You were the one that watched the octopus documentary.
That was
told
a good
all
one.
About
oh,
it.
My God. You wouldn't shut up about the stupid octopus documentary.
Poor thing.
Mary, thank you for the call. I really appreciate
You're welcome,
it.
Sweetheart. Bye-bye.
There goes Mary. All right, Kimmy, can we see if we can – I mean, I do wonder what the black market is for a parrot.
I don't think you'd have to go on the – you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're that expensive just regularly.
I bet you those parrots are 2G.
You think so?
Well, if dogs are expensive, and I told you that the birds back in the day were 600.
Yeah.
They got to be 2G.
Okay, it depends on like the – if it's like a really
line,
rare breed of parrot.
I'm going to top of the line 2025 parrot.
Okay.
Well, this is a used parrot, though.
Yeah.
It's a certified pre-owned parrot.
Look it up on Bird Facts.
There's a huge range here.
Really?
Yeah, because it can say like – between like a 100 to a couple 100. Thousand. I mean, it's like I said, it's just, it depends on like the
some busted
the
ass
species.
Trash bird for $100 got duct tape all over it.
Why would you duct tape the bird?
Under house arrest.
All right, Callie writes us, bro, parrots are expensive. I own 3 of them.
Okay.
So yeah,
that's
maybe
a
she
sad
has
woman.
Like an expensive type of parrot.
Thousands.
If you own 3 birds, you need help.
Okay, so if it's a macaw.
Yeah, have a kid.
It's like a 1,500 to 3,000.
Okay, wow. All right, hold on. Let's not encourage people to go have kids and don't want kids. The bird is a better situation. You let a bird go, maybe it ends up in San Francisco. You let a kid go, maybe it ends up in San Francisco.
They do.
Not great either way. No, but like, here, what's even more bizarre about this story is it happened in the Southern Tier. It's a small town,
yeah.
Right? Like, parrots in Rochester are unique.
Yes.
So, like, if you walked into somebody's house and they had a big-ass expensive parrot, you would remember that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How are you not going to get caught flipping a Southern Tier parrot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Right? Because like I'm going to guess the bird community in the Southern Tier, tight?
Yeah, especially for like tropical birds.
Yeah, like you know each other. You're probably familiar with the guy who sells you whatever you need at the pet store.
Probably.
So like there's no way you'd be able to flip this parrot without someone being like, hey, I've seen that parrot before. That ain't your parrot, bro. Unless we got it all wrong, that these two women in their 40s who were arrested after a standoff with police, according to authorities, they said they had a lot of illegal stuff, drugs, firearms, and stolen goods, including a stolen parrot. Maybe they did steal it to keep the parrot.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Could be. I just thought it was cool.
But then again, like even going down that road, it's not like you could show the parrot to a lot of people.
No.
Because
but you probably don't have a lot of people over... considering you have like a criminal compound.
Okay, yeah.
You probably don't have a lot of, you know, in and out neighbors.
I don't know. You said that you wouldn't roll over on people who had stuff like that if they were your friends.
Right, say what?
You said that if you had friends that were like drug dealers or arms dealers, you could go hang out at their house and not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say anything.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm pretty rare at, you know, you say I don't have a soul.
Oh, no, you don't. But who knows? I mean, you know, it's easy for some
soulless Southern Tier villains.
I think it's easy for some people to justify why things for friends are okay.
And I also wouldn't think that bird stole. Even if you had stolen stuff in your house, I wouldn't think your pets are stolen. For some reason, I would just assume that pet is just something you have.
Okay.
Like you didn't snatch a parrot.
Like you bought your tropical parrot with your ill-gotten gains.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that does seem like something you would do if you became a drug dealer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't have the money for an exotic tiger, but I can get a parrot.
Yeah.
It's like the...
pretty cool.
It's the budget... drug kingpin pet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what did we learn here?
Not much.
Well, no. We learned that parrots can run the gambit of price.
Mm-hmm. They go bald.
They do not go bald.
They can
we
go bald.
We did not learn that.
They can.
We learned that.
Not because they're old.
We learned that there are wild flocks of parrots living in San Francisco.
Yes.
And don't have kids instead of buying a parrot.